This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister says region has resources to tackle poverty, Security Ministry to host National Forum on Youth Violence Prevention, and Parliament approves committee report on amendments to tobacco control regulations. Details after the break.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park, and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has asserted that the region has the collective wisdom to overcome the pressing developmental challenges of poverty, hunger, and inequality. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says this requires an integrated transformational approach, encompassing areas such as technology exchange, including regional air and sea connectivity, and information sharing.
We should not underestimate the full potential of our region. CELOC represents a market of 600 million people. We have a combined GDP of almost US $6 trillion, which offers opportunities for each of our countries in trade, investment, and other areas. Let us work even more closely together for the advancement of our peoples.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was addressing the first plenary session of the second summit of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, Tuesday in Havana, Cuba. 33 heads of state and government attended the two-day summit, where they engaged in talks on intra-regional trade, sustainable development, science and technology, climate change, and social development. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the country's economic reform program is already bearing fruit. Speaking in Parliament Tuesday, Dr. Phillips said the country's debt-to-GDP ratio is firmly on a downward path.
When the government reduces its borrowing, this should have a positive impact on the lowering of interest rates generally, and more significantly on the lowering of the debt burden. Our debt burden, as measured by the debt-to-GDP ratio, is firmly on a downward trajectory and should be about 5 to 7% less for this fiscal year than it was at the beginning of the economic reform program.
The Statistical Institute of Jamaica has reported GDP growth of 0.5% during the September 2013 quarter, following a decline of 0.2% in the preceding quarter. The Ministry of National Security will host a National Forum on Youth Violence Prevention at the Jamaica Conference Center on Thursday, January 30, as part of its Unite for Change Public Education and Behavior Change Initiative. The one-day forum is aiming to sensitize members of the public about the interventions and preventative approaches that are in place to combat crime and violence among the nation's youth. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says the forum presents an ideal opportunity to engage a wide cross-section of government agencies, NGOs, and faith-based organizations regarding the Unite for Change program.
Intended to establish a database of the capacity and the activities already underway in the violence prevention area, and finally to develop a mechanism to coordinate action, because you can have a number of interventions taking place in an ad hoc way, where if you work to make them synergistic and complementary to each other, you can have a greater impact.
Registration for the public forum at the Jamaica Conference Center begins at 7:30 on Thursday morning. And Parliament has approved the proposed amendments to the Public Health Tobacco Control Regulations. The regulations were before the Human Resource and Social Development Committee of Parliament for consideration. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the committee has recommended that public and enclosed places be redefined to ensure clarity and appropriate enforcement.
Smoke-free places will be clarified. This includes, but not limited to, all outdoor service and dining areas, indoor areas, parks, heritage sites, excluding their parking lots, gateways, and driveways.
Minister Ferguson was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. Fines for breaches of the tobacco control regulations will also be lowered, and breaches will not attract a criminal record. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.